Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Music Mondays. Sadly, Oilola is not available right now. She's coming in soon. So we're just going to start this episode without her because we've got two special guests in the room. Now, this has been a collab that we have been planning for time. But they're finally here and we finally have the opportunity to be on their podcast, and they can come on to Chatterbox Podcast on our Music Mondays episode and give us something special. So we have two G's in a pod.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, we need
you guys need buttons like us.
Yeah. Oh my god, I actually need that.
Yeah, we're trying to get that.
What do you feel like your intro music would be if you had like intro music for two G's in a pod?
We've been trying to figure it out. we're thinking Jamel had the suggestion that Studio by Schoolboy Q, that who's like, I'm just sitting in the studio, just trying to get to you.
Okay, so that fits your vibe.
We're thinking
actually.
Maybe that, yeah, because it's quite chill.
I was thinking more of... Dun, 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 dun,
I wouldn't mind that, you know?
That would be mad. So we've got two G's in the pod today, and they're going to, you know, give us some of their, like, the tracks that they're listening to at the moment, as we always do with Music Mondays. I don't know who wants to go first. Should I go first? So you kind of...
Yeah, man, you do it.
Okay, cool. So, what have I been listening to recently?
No, I've realized yet. It's actually fun being a guest because I don't have to. There's no pressure on me or anything.
Exactly.
I just chill. Like.
It's so chill. Okay, so I'm going to start off with Earth Gang because these two guys put me on Earth Gang. Listen to their podcast, honestly, guys. Like, they put you on new music weekly. I didn't even ask you
to
introduce
the
podcast.
I didn't even ask you to introduce yourself.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so I'm Andy. I'm the darker side of 2G. I'm the dark half of 2G's in the pod. And I'm joined here with Lambrini Papi to my left.
Lambrini Papi.
The lighter side of 2G.
God's last resort. God's contingency plan. But yeah, 2G's, we're moving, man. Consistent with the content. We've got bare episodes out, like 16.
Yeah.
Gonna be like, we've got a few episodes out, basically. So you've got a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah,
if you
guys,
haven't caught up already.
Catch up if you haven't already. Anyway, back to what I was saying. So Royalty dropped, I think, like end of February. And it's so good. For me, the best part about it is the skits in between. What's his name?
DC Young Fly
is so funny. Like, honestly, I cannot wait for like their full album or the next thing that they're gonna drop, because for me it just keeps getting better and better. Like, I don't even know what they look like. Like, I just love the music so much.
When I went to J. Cole's thing, they came on stage wearing like some masks and some like, they were looking like astronauts or something, like aliens or something.
Seriously.
So I don't know what they look like.
I have no idea what they look like.
You guys never watched the video?
What video?
I saw the video for Robots.
They have got one for Meditate, got one for Robots.
I think I saw the one for Meditate as well, yeah.
Haven't watched the videos, haven't watched anything, but like, maybe I should look into that. How many of them are there?
Two.
Just two.
Oh, that's so good. Anyway, yeah, guys, so check that out, because we did talk about Earth Gang on another Music Monday episode or another one of our podcasts before.
Did we?
Yeah, I put it on my...
Did you actually?
I did.
No, that? I remember what happened. You know, because I listened to that episode.
Yeah.
I remember. She said, Earth Gang, these other two guys put me onto them. And I was like, she can name check these other two guys.
These other two guys.
I actually remember now.
I did.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so next one I've got, this is like an Afro House track. It's by this guy called Son El Musician, and it's called Akana Mali. So I was listening to this guy do his DJ set the other day on Insta Live, as one does. And I was like, what is this song that he is playing? And it was just so cool. It's not oldish. I think it was like put out around 2017. I think the guy is South African. I'll say his name again, Son El Musician, but you'll see everything in the link when Oyola does all the stuff. And I'm just going to play a bit of the track, if I can get the Wi-Fi working. Oh, no. It is working. Here we go. So you get what I mean?
Is he speaking English?
I don't think that was English. Okay, swiftly moving on. I'm going to take it back. Now,
okay.
Everyone knows that Fire Sample that Kanye West used on the Through the Wire song. The actual song, Through the Fire by Chaka Khan, is everything to me right now.
Okay.
It's actually everything. I
only
can't stop
a few
listening
years
to it.
Late, though.
No, yeah, very late. But I don't know. You know when you start, I was listening to Through the Wire and then I was like,
it's timeless. It's a timeless.
Let me go
yeah,
back.
Yeah, no, it
let
is.
Let me actually go back. The song is incredible. Incredible. And it gets you in your feelings. If you want to get in your feelings about, you know, your loved one, if you have a loved one. You know, a lot of us here don't have a loved one.
Yo,
I love how Andy just being awkwardly silent.
Nah. You know what it is, yeah? I'm trying to organise the people that are coming on after me because everybody's running late. Yeah? The black man timing is so strong right now. Sorry.
So yeah, that's just a throwback. Going back to Nigeria, we've got Alte Cruz by Odunsi. I don't know if you listened to that.
I did listen to it.
What did you think of it? You didn't like it?
I did not like it. I was just expecting so much more. Like,
wow. Anyway, so you guys probably don't know who Odunsi is, but in Nigeria, and in particular in Lagos right now, there's this new wave of music that's coming out, and they like to call it like Alte.
Like alternative.
Yeah, alternative.
Yeah.
But it's not that alternative. It's just like chilled vibes, basically. And there's a lot of like up and coming artists in that whole industry, and Odunsi the Engine is like one of the top ones, basically. And so he put out this album that was meant to, like, you know, he put out this song.
He has an album.
No, he put out this song that's kind of meant to be like a collection of memories from Christmas, that kind of thing. He put out this video with all his friends and everything, and it's all like Lagos vibes and stuff. But the song is actually really, I love the song.
I just,
because it just reminds me of Lagos. It reminds me of Nigeria, and it's like,
it doesn't remind me of Nigeria, I can't lie.
I always feel like I'm late to Afrobeat stuff because I think it's because because my sister bangs Afrobeat, like, that's
really?
That's probably her favorite genre, that and Bashment, yeah, which is another thing, because I'm like,
I can't stand Bashment.
No, I don't listen to Bashment unless I'm trying to catch a white, so I'm not sitting at home listening to that. A dummy in the show. Like, I'm not chilling at home listening.
Wait,
to
where
that,
are you guys from?
I'm Ghanaian.
I'm from Trinidad.
Oh. Well, I technically I'm from Tobago. So no reaction for I'm from Ghana. They didn't say anything though. They just turned their head like, I'm from Ghana. Okay.
Because it's kind of like, oh, whatever.
Like, okay.
God is or whatever, right?
That's mad. Do you listen to a lot of Bashment then? Or no? Is that what people listen
not,
to in
they
Trinidad?
Play soca.
Yeah, our music is soca.
Oh, sorry, I was being ignorant.
Yeah.
Soca.
But I don't really listen to a lot of soca either. Like, soca is good if you're just trying to, like,
carnival film.
Yeah, if you're at carnival. Well, sometimes it's good just if you want to, like, get a bit of a buzz. Like, just get a bit of a buzz on.
It's quite intense, isn't it?
It's too fast.
Just want to feel happy.
To listen to it. It's happy music, yeah, but it's too fast.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I don't listen to it on a regular basis. And I wouldn't listen to Bashment unless I'm trying to at a party.
I don't like it.
Oh, you don't like it at all?
I don't.
Even at parties? Can't lie, I prefer it. When I'm out, I prefer it to Afrobeats because I can't dance that well. And like, see when the Afrobeats comes on, you actually have the bus moves.
Yeah.
Whereas
when
the dance hall comes on, you just.
Bro, I just keep going. I've got like two moves and I'm cool.
No, with Afrobeats, it's more about screaming the lyrics.
Yeah, it's about feeling the lyrics
feeling
in your
lyrics.
Soul.
Yeah, that's the thing. But Bashment, I don't.
Start
if you can't.
Else.
Like, you guys are real. No, but with Bashment, like, what if you're a girl that can't whine? So what do you do?
You have to learn. You wait for the Afrobeats to come. You have to learn.
No, he
or
will.
Go get a drink. It's not your time. It's not your blessing. It's not your time.
Oh my God. Anyway, yeah, so back to what? I really like Alte Cruz personally. Another
I like
Nigerian
it.
One.
I'm just not.
I feel like you need to put me onto some Afrobeats.
Yeah, definitely.
My sister always tries, but she like throws too much at me, and I'm not going to listen to all this right
no,
now.
No, if you listen to Music Mondays, right,
then
we'll
I'll get
put you on all the latest Afrobeats.
Yeah.
And last but not least, because I'm just making this real quick, actually, yeah. Che Lingo dropped an EP. I don't know if you guys know Che Lingo.
Yeah,
Black Girl Magic guy.
I saw that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just started listening to it this morning and it's already like so good.
What's the EP called?
Charisma.
How long is it?
It's really short. It's 24 minutes. It's really short, really calm vibes. If you're looking for like chilled hip hop with a bit of like you know, woke enough lyrics, mm-hmm. then that's your guy.
Okay.
And I know someone else is probably going to mention Tory Lanez, but yeah, I was just going to say I freaking love Memories, Don't Die. Mm.
What's okay. interesting is that she never used to...
I never used to listen to Tory Lanez.
Oh,
never.
Really? Wait,
never.
Have you listened to his mixtape stuff? Have you gone back?
I have listened back.
That's the best stuff.
Really?
Chicks tapes.
Yeah, Chicks tapes.
Yeah.
They are good.
She likes him.
Yeah, I told you so. First album. Trash.
I think it's trash. Actually, I didn't like it that much. I didn't think it was trash. I wasn't a big fan.
I thought it was sick, but I
really was trash.
On looking back, I'm like, it wasn't as good as I thought.
No, and it just...
I was gassed for him at the time.
Yeah, you see, I think I wanted to like it, and every time I'd listen, I'd just be like, no, this is so bad. Like, I can't do this to myself. Like, I'm not doing this anymore. So but I just turned it off.
He did too much trying to, it's a little bit on Memories Don't Die as well. He keeps trying to sound like other people, which annoys me. Because there's one track on I Told You where he's like, he sounds like Drake and Kendrick in the same track.
Yeah, I know what
like,
you mean.
And then you know that there's one song where it sounds just like "Look what you've done." Look what you've done. Yeah.
On I Told You So.
Yeah, on I Told You. There's one with the piano. It's called like Loner's Boulevard or something like that. And it's like,
I
bro,
wouldn't know because I didn't listen to the album.
Don't even remember.
Yeah, but I don't know. What do you guys think about this whole like Tory Lanez, Bryson Tiller like
that wave
competition?
Oh, the competition.
That kind of thing. Yeah, because people are like, oh, Bryson Tiller's first project was just incredible compared to like Tory Lanez.
Yeah,
but Bryson Tiller's second project,
was
as we
so
all know,
bad. Was terrible.
I
think Tory's kind of got the edge right now.
Mm-hmm.
You think?
Bryson needs to take a break and sort out his career right now, man.
I don't think Tory Lanez has the... We are only just talking about Tory Lanez.
No, but I think in like, terms of like now. Projects. Okay, so if you look at Bryson Tiller's first project, everyone loved it. Trap Soul was incredible.
Yeah.
And then he released...
What's it called?
What's it called?
Self something.
True to Self was so bad.
Like, no, the thing is, yeah, because when you think about it, I was thinking the same thing. I didn't like the album in terms of it didn't grab me, it didn't do anything. But if you listen to it track for track, it's not actually a bad album. Like, the songs are good.
Mm.
It's just, it doesn't have the
she
the
claims that it sounds like one big song.
Yeah,
exactly. It does.
Too many songs sound similar.
Yeah. Bryson kind of only has like one or two flows.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a lot. There's not a lot of variety in the song.
Yeah.
Which Tory Lanez, I don't think he does struggle with.
No, he's so much more versatile.
Even though he sounds like other people, like, he sounds like a lot of other people.
Love it when Tory Lanez raps. Oh my God, I go mad when
I get a bit annoyed sometimes.
I don't really like it when Bryson Tiller raps, to be very honest.
Really? I like when he raps as well.
I don't mind it.
I kind of like it when he raps. You know, he was a rapper originally.
I heard that.
Like, I don't mind it, but I prefer when he sings.
But I don't think that they're in competition anymore. I think Tory has taken himself out of that lane because Tory was very strict. Like, I'm not an.
No pun intended.
Yeah, I'm sick of this. But I think he was very clear in saying I'm not an R&B artist. I'm a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Bryson's
okay,
like, oh,
I'm
in the R&B. Like,
okay,
and to be fair, Tory is rapping a lot.
Yeah,
on this album. He's rapping a lot.
I started listening to it, I think, 2 days ago. I haven't finished, so I can't give like my full opinion. But so far, I love it. Shooters
is crazy.
That's been a tune from.
I didn't hear that song. I don't like Shooters.
The beat annoys me.
That's like, yes, it's a skip from me. The beat annoys me, but the rest of the songs in there, like, I like. But that
for me is a growing. I love it.
For me is a tune.
Anyway,
I've been banging that song.
Who's up next?
I actually don't have any music because I've literally been so busy these past 2 weeks. So.
That's calm.
I have one song though. Actually, I talk about it. It's a Nigerian song.
What is it?
The guy's name is Zarian Uti. Do you know him?
No idea.
But
never heard of
it's
him.
Featuring Alo.
Oh, I like Alo.
Yeah, I like Alo.
Yeah.
The song is called Finito. It's just so.
Can I hear a bit?
Yeah.
Let me see.
It's very you know, the whole
very new wave.
Yeah, the new whole wave. new wave Nigerian kind of music. Yeah. But yeah, it's I really like it.
I'll check it out.
See, I didn't know there was a new wave.
Oh,
there is a whole new wave.
It's mad. You need to put me on. I feel like that's the Nigerian music that you guys might be into. Like, it's
I like Afrobeats and stuff. Like when I hear them, but it doesn't get to me unless. Say like, all right, when I was doing Afrogala, then I heard a lot of stuff because people will be playing it. Like when you come to rehearsal, people be playing it and you get onto songs like that. Or like if I go to a function, like family something or whatever, and I'll hear it like playing, then that's when I get put onto stuff. And then also like when I go to Ghana and then when I hang out with my sister, but obviously she's at uni. So but other than that, it doesn't filter its way through to me.
I can't imagine my life without Afrobeats. I can't.
Would you say that's your favourite genre?
Afrobeats.
I don't know. That's a very difficult question. I don't know. It's very difficult.
And I wouldn't say it's my favorite genre, but like,
and Afrobeat just puts everything in one box.
In one,
and it brings in UK Afrobeats, which I don't like that much.
You don't like Afro swing?
Is it called Afro swing?
That's what they.
I don't like that thing.
You don't like, so they're like, I'm not sure the Jumanjis like, and all the barking.
There's too much of it.
But I mean, that's what happens when a wave starts growing. Like,
everyone jumps on.
Like, not all the songs will be sick, but like.
Yeah.
I hate that barking song, by the way.
Why?
Barking gets on my nerves. Oh, but I've never listened to the second verse. Swing? The I would put song. It in there. It was on the Afro Swing playlist, the Apple Music Afro Swing playlist.
Who picks the Afro Swing?
The people who create Apple Music playlists sometimes. Yeah.
All they need to see is a black boy and they'll
That's it. No, literally.
So who's next? You guys.
Yeah. What we listen to, man?
What you guys listen to?
What did I put?
They're listening to Top Off, first of all. Sorry, I know.
You don't like Top Off? Have you heard Top Off?
Can we talk about Top Off?
To be fair, quick. The first time I heard Top Off was actually today. I was like, yeah, because I have a thing about DJ Khaled and like.
He's annoying.
Yes. And his last.
But you can't take away from
Jay-Z tracks don't bang, you know?
No, they actually don't.
The Shining one didn't bang.
No.
It was okay.
I sing it to my sister when she does the highlight. I go, hey, you're shiny.
What? Shiny was mad.
I know. It wasn't a bad track.
Yeah.
No, I don't listen to it. I get what you mean by it didn't bang. I didn't dislike it. I just never listened to it.
Like, when you hear, DJ Khaled, Beyonce, Jay-Z, you're expecting like, rah.
You're not rushing to your phone.
I'm not rushing to my phone. Like. I was not rushing.
First time I was like, yeah, this track's gonna bang. But this time I wasn't rushing. But I heard it today.
Trash.
You think it's trash?
Trash.
I'm not with. Wow. No. She does this all the time.
He was about to jump in and give his thing. Like, I heard it today. Trash.
She does this all the time because we'll actually deep dive and then she'll be like, you know what? The transition from Beyonce to Future was actually kind of mad.
So you don't think it's trash?
Okay,
it's not trash. Everything is trash apart from Beyonce's verse. There's just something about Beyonce's verse that gets me so hype.
Beyonce's verse was the best
for me. Yeah, and then when her verse is over, I'm like, okay, I can turn this on. But then also, I have a thing.
I don't like the chorus.
I have a thing with Future.
I thought Jay's verse is what we're
right. I just don't like Future. Like,
you don't like Future?
No.
Divide.
No, but you know this.
Yeah.
I don't like Future. His music annoys me.
Oh. I'm so groovy. Are you not groovy?
Like,
you're not groovy.
All the Future songs I can hear in the club. I can shuffle, you know, I can you will never find me listen to a Future song.
Have you heard Cody and Crazy?
No.
No.
Did you listen to Future or did you listen to Hendrix?
No. If you wanna listen to his best work, listen to Dirty Sprite 2.
I actually listened
to the mixtape run leading up to Dirty Sprite 2 and just to get a sense of his mental state because Sierra had just broken his heart. As, you know what he did? Instead of like wilding out or anything, he just decided to go in the studio and let it all out in the music. And you can hear the pain in all the lyrics.
Listen to Cody and Crazy, I would say, before making the judgment. Because I feel like that's the best song of all time.
I like Much Madness, but you need to see the diversity of Future because people think he's just like a trap.
Yeah,
he just makes noise.
No,
he actually has very good. Like he's a very good songwriter. You know,
he bleeds his emotion into his lyrics.
Do you know who I used to feel this way about? Young Thug as well. I thought Young Thug was trash.
I originally thought it was trash. I originally didn't rate Young Thug.
I'm just gonna keep quiet.
He has.
I was totally. I feel like you don't like that mumble rap.
No,
it's not. I don't
like mumble rappers. Period. Wait, I feel the same way about Lil Uzi.
There's a difference between mumble rap and Tekashi 6ix9ine, though. That's a mess.
No, Tekashi 6ix9ine is not even he is a noisemaker.
He's just shouting.
He's a noisemaker.
Oh my god.
It's the same as like Young Thug. I wouldn't call Young Thug mumble rap because he's not really mumbling. He's just not making sense.
Young
Thug is mumbling, bro. I'm here, Jimmy. He's not even speaking.
Oh my god, I love that song.
He's not mumbling. Like, he's just not speaking English.
Oh, don't kill me. But yeah, sorry, what were you going to say about Top Off?
Oh, just that I heard it today and I like Beyonce's verse, but we kind of covered it, innit?
Yeah, to be honest.
Beyonce's verse is the best verse and then everything else is.
Jay-Z's verse is okay. Jay-Z's verse is okay, but like, Jay-Z has better verses. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. I was also
listening to the Swae Lee song featuring Rae Sremmurd.
What's it called again? Hurt to look
Your Way or something like that.
Man. What do you think?
See, I heard it last night, yeah, and I was kind of inebriated, and like,
did you see my face? I was like, why? Please tell us.
It just hit me. Like, I was just like, raw. This song is deep.
I don't think I paid attention to the lyrics though.
I haven't listened to it.
I think
Swae Lee is so talented.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
I don't agree with people who think that like. He needs to be removed from Slim Jimmy because Slim Jimmy actually put out a song as well that's also featuring Rae Sremmurd as well. But like, you can tell why Rae Sremmurd works so well because they both bring in something different to create this crazy songs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's what I mean. Like, I feel like Slim Jimmy may not be good on his own. I don't think that on his own was good. But the song that he put out, you should listen to it. I don't think it was good, but I think they work so well together.
They do work very well together.
Really well together.
And people forget that they're brothers. So like, the chemistry is just going to be there.
But Swae Lee, man, that guy, he's going to be a hook guy forever. He's going to be that guy. He's going to be like the Chris Brown. Like, you need Swae Lee on a hook. He's so good.
Or Ty Dolla $ign.
Oh, yeah, and Ty Dolla $ign as well. Oh, my God. Is there anything else that you want to add?
I've been listening to that Janelle Monáe song, Make Me Feel.
Mm-hmm.
I think that song's sick.
Yeah, love it.
I haven't listened to it.
I still haven't listened to it.
Still haven't watched the video either. Yeah.
I only watched the video. The Django Jane video was the one that like made me pay more attention. I can't remember what the Make Me Feel video was really.
Which one
like.
Was the one that everyone was talking about?
Make Me Feel.
Was it Make Me Feel?
Because that's the one where she was like exploring some, like people were talking about her sexuality and.
Yeah, I heard that. Somehow I missed that in the video though. Like, I didn't. Like, I heard that the video was meant to be about that. And, like, I just didn't see that
missed
in the video.
That in the video. Oh man.
I just remember the Django Jane one. She's like, there's a line where she's like, let the vagina have a monologue.
Oh yeah.
And then it goes down and there's like a mirror, like where her vagina is, and it's her face talking. And I was like, rah. So I just remember that video. But I think the Make Me Feel song is slightly better than the Django Jane song. But I like them both though. But yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What have I been listening to real quick? I was listening to Nipsey Hussle dropped the album. I got kind of bored of it halfway through because it's quite long. But it was good. From what I heard, it was good.
Joe Budden's podcast, they've been screaming about Nipsey Hussle.
It's just a bit long.
How long is it? Like an hour?
It's like a full, it's like 18 tracks or something.
I won't even listen. No.
So I was like maybe 12 in and I was like, that's enough Nipsey for today. What else?
Anything else?
A lot of the stuff we did on our February roundup one.
Okay,
we'll put that in the link then. Yeah, we did like a monthly thing.
Okay,
so a lot of that stuff, like Fredo dropped rapping and Tables Turn. So I was listening to that. I listened to Mist's project.
As a podcast, are you guys, before we round off real quick, are you guys more hip hop heavy?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so you don't have that much like R&B, because I feel like a lot of our listeners are quite into the R&B and
from the R&B that I've been
so
to,
a bit of Afro beats as well.
We should mention 7 a.m.
Yeah,
7 a.m.
Yeah, he's like
by who?
Should I play a song?
Yeah, give us a taste.
Oh, but I need to find like a good part of the song.
Oh yeah, just that's always the worst part. Yeah. When you're like, no, wait, go back.
You know what I've been listening to? Yeah. Bare old school Ghanaian music because of it was Independence Day on
shout out to Ghana.
You put so much stuff on what are the 2G's listening to today? And I was looking at it like, I'm not listening to this.
No, the thing is, if I play the song, you'll know it. Hold on. If I play
what song?
It,
I don't if know I if I know any Ghanaian.
If no, I play it, if I play it, you've heard it 100%.
Old school Ghanaian.
Oh, wait, his priceless that I was listening to.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Everyone knows the song because it's such a
shout out to Ghana.
Song.
Oh,
there we go.
Wait, isn't Kolom Ghanaian?
Yeah.
Kolom is Ghanaian. Yeah.
My mom told me it means pussy. So I was like, I was singing it. She's like, why are you listening to the song? I was like,
that makes a lot of sense though. If you watch the video is crap by the way, but if you watch the video, it makes a lot of sense.
But yeah, I was listening to some old school Ghanaian stuff.
What about the 7 a.m. track?
I'll play it and I'll see if hopefully it comes on a good bit. But yeah, it's like an artist that I just started listening to recently.
What was that one called again?
Wait, I like.
That's priceless.
Priceless. Yeah. I think I listened to the one Sober or something. Sober.
How would you describe him?
Like, what is his vibe?
Yeah, because that's what we like to do on.
We always start with, like, what is the vibe?
What is the vibe?
It's literally, I think it is like if you're just coming down from like a high at 7 a.m. and you're just reminiscing about like your past relationships. I feel like that's what every single one of his songs is like. But it's like actually like it's just such it's
is he
really
UK,
chill music.
US?
I think it's US. I'm pretty sure it's US.
Or
yeah,
like Canada or something. Like
yeah.
That.
Oh, okay.
But it's really chill music and it's really good music as well.
Anyway, it's been real. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you guys for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Oilala, your outro.
Your outro. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you enjoyed the 2G's and a pod, guys, we will have all their links in the description below. You can follow us on Twitter at ChatterboxPod or use the hashtag the Chatterbox Podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Chatterbox Podcast, and if you have anything you want to email us, whatever, chatterboxthepodcast@gmail.com.
Oh my god, before we quickly end, this is what the Chatterbox listeners, when we bought this other guy on our podcast Fee, they were all so gassed.
Yeah,
oh
they were.
My god.
I had so
who is
many
that boy?
People.
Oh, and I feel like that's what's going to happen this time. Like, who are these boys?
The Lagos.
They were like, who is that boy? Why is his voice so nice?
Because
they're so used to just hearing our thoughts every day. So, yeah, I'm sure that's what's going to happen.
I would have done my sleepy voice. Too late in the day for that now.
Anyway, guys, bye.
See you next week.